Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The left fielder, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dennis Wirth. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor fires to first and picks off Washington. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Dennis Wirth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. White moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Wirth moves to second. It's 5-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy scores. Evans moves to third. It's 5-1, Royals. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans scores. One out. It's 5-2, Royals. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. McRae reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Otis goes all the way around to score. McRae moves to third. It's 7-2, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Royals. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dennis Worth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Worth hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perez moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Miller reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. It's 8-3, Royals. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brett. Allinson reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 8-4, Royals. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. One out. It's 8-5, Royals. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allinson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Martin reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Dennis Wirth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brett. Rice reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-3 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Worth scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Martin reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Dennis Worth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Worth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Remy bunts in front of the plate. Way then scoops up the ball and tags Remy for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-4 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Aponte now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 5. the Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Worth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.